here covering the tapas, tapas in the mental level, talking level, and in the body level. The mind is like a content. Our body and talking are the expression. The how is the content, so is our talking, so is our body. The body, when we are born, we get a body according to the type of the mind. If you buy a new phone or computer, latest computer, but you are using only for basic application. Amrit said, I need a watch, iWatch, but I use it only for this one. Why do I need a iWatch? And if I only, it is not use. When you have a able software, but the latest computer, but you are using only for Word and Excel, it's a wasted product, a wasted investment. When you buy a software in the computer, if the hardware is old, but phone companies, our watch company, every periodic update is there. When the periodic update, the hardware cannot handle, hardware keeps crashing. Latest software and old hardware, it won't work. And hardware is good, but the outdated software, computer is inefficient. If the hardware also old, software is also old, only complaining. We keep complaining, old age, why we keep on grumbling? Because hardware also old, software is also old. So, yoga is a process of upgrading. You have to continuously upgrade the software, upgrade the hardware also. You have to upgrade the hardware, and yoga is a process. If the only accumulating the knowledge, but you can't do, hardware is old, software is good, you can't implement. And young people, children, hardware is good, but software is not there. We have to bring the synergy through the practice of yoga. As long as you live, enable the hardware, enable the software. Continuously, it should go in hand so that we can get my best mileage of this from this life. The tapas in the mental level, it is talking about mana prasada, always calm mind. When the hardware is good, software is good, you are happy. Mind is calm and serene if the body is cooperating with the mind. Mana prasada saumyatvam. When you are happy within, your actions becomes gentle. And if it is in a war-torn country, for example, in Gaza, they said, you want to get the, when the ration comes, when delivery food truck comes, everyone out to kill each other for a piece of bread. So, that's we become very wild, mind is very disturbed. Mana prasada saumyatvam, maunam atma, you become calm and you won't be reacting to every situation. When the software and hardware good, so your personality becomes very gentle. And you won't be reacting to every situation. You are not getting irritated for each and everything. Everything, and that is the tapas in the mental level. And in the tapas in the talking level, anudvega karam vakyam, if the mind is disturbed, talking also becomes very disturbed. And we commonly say, sorry, I was very angry, that's why I spoke that way. I should not have spoken that way, my mind was disturbed. So, when my mind is disturbed, I talk accordingly. So, first, look after the mind, you are to control your talking. When the tapas in the mental level is there, you will get a control over your talking also. anudvegakaram vakyam, then you have the doing the tapas, you are so courageous to tell the truth also. For us, we are so scared to tell the truth, I may offend others. Satyam priyam hitam. You should able to convey the truth. It should be good to hear, not very rash talking, and it should bring good to others. But satyam priyam hitam chayatam. Swadhyaya bhyasanam chaiva. Swadhyaya is required. Every day reflecting to talk. What you talk, what you read. Introspection is required. Reflection on the scripture is required. Contemplation is required. Meditation is required. If you want to perfect the art of communication, meditation and continuously reflecting on the scripture required. Tapaswadhyaya niratam, tapasvi vagvidam varam. Last week I touched upon the Valmiki talks about in Ramayana, how he got this siddhi to communicate, how he could able to think. Tapaswadhyaya niratam, tapasvi vagvidam varam. One who is doing the tapas in the mental level, talking level alone can communicate, express well. And the tapas in the body level, Bhagavad Gita talks about Devad Vijaguru Prajnam Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam. Devad Vijaguru Prajnam. One is you need to have a good container. Container should be good. Hardware should be good. Hardware should not be weak and not to ignore, it's not for me. I don't want to do. Try to engage the body. Body is the only vehicle we have. We are a traveler. We have come here to travel long distance and travel to great heights. So, body is an important component. Not say that body is not important. Look after the body. Look after the body. Strengthen the body through the practice of yoga. Strengthen the, make the body enabled, body, and Devad Vijaguru Prajnam Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam. Body, why it is required? To get the grace of the Lord. You bow down to the God, you need a body. Through this body, you can accomplish great things in your life. Now we are doing the Tratak. Invoking the Lord in the sun. To do that one also you need a body. Deva Dvija Guru Prajnam. Dvija means one who has the knowledge. That person, you bow down to that person. Deva Dvija Guru. Guru is the one who imparts the knowledge to you. To follow the instruction of the Guru also, you need the health. Otherwise, I cannot implement. Teacher asks you to do various sadhana. To do that one, you need a healthy body. Prajnam, one who has realized. To serve the realized teacher, realized master, realized person. To serve the teacher, I need the body. Pujanam, shaucham arjavam. To maintain the purity, to look after yourself. If the body is not healthy and you can't look after yourself for cleaning also. One person was saying that his wife cannot go to the bathroom herself. Somebody has to shower her. I asked him to bring her to the yoga, but he says he is not interested. To get the interest also, it is not in our control. I know I'm totally dependent on others. But I don't want to do yoga. Mind has become very stubborn. I don't want to, I would rather depend on other people rather than do it myself. Shaucham, arjavam, straightforward living. Brahmacharya ahimsancha, shariram tapa uchyate. To brahmacharya means to go higher in your life. You need tapas in the body and ahimsa, to, it is easy to injure others, easy to attack others. But to observe the non-violence, you need the tapas in the body. What Bhagavad Gita is talking about, you need the tapas in the mental level. When the mind is strong, body is enabled. Mind is weak, dull mind, and I talked about the food. Very tamasic food I have eaten, body also has become very lethargic. I don't want to do anything through the body also. Look after the body through the right nourishment and right expression, and whatever you think, you talk that one. What you can't talk, don't think about that one. What you talk, make sure that you can do. If you can't do, not just to tell others to do. Not to tell others, you do yoga, but I give only instruction, not that one. You have to show, you have to practice. I have to tell others to practice what you can practice, that only you talk. What you talk, that only you think. Talking something, thinking something and doing something else, it is called as ayukta. Ayukta means disconnected person. One who can think, talk and act in the same way, that person is called as yukta. Yukta alone is fit to become a yogi. Bhagavad Gita Sri Krishna talks about. To become a yogi, you have to be yukta. Yukta means yogyata. Yogyata means fit. What is the prerequisite? What you think, what you talk, you should do. What you do, you should be talking. What you talk, you should be thinking. It should be aligned. Then only you become a fit person to practice yoga.